because I really like lucerne.
They look just like some of them, like dinosaurs.
Yeah. Okay. Now these are two types of seafood. One is it's in a shell and it's closed up, and when it's open and you eat it, it's really gross. It has the consistency of I hate to say it, snot. Not that I eat my own or anything, but
clams.
No, it's
mussels.
It's in that family. It starts with an O. Really, some people love them, some people hate them. They're
oysters.
Oysters. They're said to be aphrodisiacs. This one is the little animal that that the body you cook it live in a kettle of water, and it's reddish colored. They have them all over Maine. That's where they're famous.
Crabs or
no, it's bigger.
I've seen them, but up in Seattle, I've seen some.
Now the little ones, they have, they're little pink and they look like a little, they're a curve,
yeah.
And you eat it. They have jumbo,
kind of
and they have small,
jumbo,
this one right here.
Jumbo shrimp.
Right. Okay. Do you like
it's
shrimp?
It's like the Salt Lake brine shrimp.
I don't think those would be very tasty. Do you need to go? Should we stop there? Okay, these words are concerning weather and vegetation. These are in the sky. They're white and they bring you the rain. When you see them in the sky, you know it's going to rain or snow. What are they? They're white, puffy.
They're clouds.
Uh-huh. Now when this rolls in, it's usually in San Francisco, and it's really thick, and you have to turn on yellow headlights so you can see through it when you're driving. And what's that?
Fog.
Do you get much fog here? Now, in tropical places, when the wind is really strong and the waves come up on the shore, it's usually during the summer months. They have storms. What kind of storms do you think they would have during the summer months? Like, let's say, on the Gulf Coast, or anywhere, islands, or what kind of storms do you think would come in during the summer? Maybe even from Nebraska. What kind of storms were there in the summer?
In the summer, like I told you a little while ago, that the tornadoes or cyclones that would come in with it, but they weren't, I don't think I'm getting you straight on the coming off the coast.
Oh, I mean like typhoon or hurricane or tidal wave, those kinds of things.
Yeah, I'm aware of them, thank goodness I never had to come out.
Yeah, no kidding. What are the winter storms like here in Woodruff?
Oh, we have, normally, these aren't normal winters we've had the last five
mm-hmm.
years, but normally our winter starts here any time after the 1st of November. And it snows and blows and snows and blows, mm-hmm. and usually by the middle of February we've got 2 feet of snow here in the valley, and up on the mountain there's 8 feet.
Uh-huh.
This year
this
we don't
year,
have
no.
2 inches here, and there's not 2 feet up there.
So we're in for a drought.
We're definitely in for a drought.
Now this is when you're out in the cold without protection, and your fingers and your nose and your toes, they start freezing. What happens to them? You get what?
Well, you get, I was going to say chills and fevers, but they burn on you. They feel like they're hot.
Yeah.
And
then
they tingle and...
But it's a term, like when, I guess the skin dies because of
frostbite.
Yeah. And how many degrees, at what temperature would that happen here in Woodruff? Would you get frostbite if you went outside?
Well, depending on if there was a wind or if there wasn't, but you could get frostbite here at even at zero.
Mm-hmm. Just depending on...
cold.
Yeah.
It isn't... people pretty well dress for it, but it's not it didn't used to be uncommon when people were feeding cattle in the winter
to go out
and freeze their fingers or